भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चो अपि विदम्बयसि भूतले प्रपन्ना चतदानन्दा सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले प्रपन्ना जनतानन्दा सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले प्रपन्ना जनतानन्दा सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले प्रपन्ना जनतानन्दा सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो भूतले। प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले प्रपन्ना जनतानन्दा सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले प्रपन्ना जनतानन्दा सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले प्रपन्ना जनतानन्दा सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले प्रपन्ना जनतानन्दा सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले जनतानन्दा सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले सन्दोहं प्रथितुं प्रभो। Ladies, प्रपञ्चं निष्प्रपञ्चोऽपि विदम्बयसि भूतले प्रपन्ना जनतानन्दा Kuntoham patitum prabho. Prapancham nishprapanchopi. Vidam bhayasi bhutale. Prapanna janatananda. Sandoham pratitum prabho. Prapancham nishprapanchopi. Vidam bhayasi bhutale. Prapanna janatananda. Prapancham, that which is material. Nishprapanchaha, completely transcendental to material existence. Api, although. Vidam bhayasi, you imitate. Bhutale, on the surface of the earth. Prapanna, who are surrendered. Janata, of people. Ananda sandoham, the great variety of different kinds of ecstasies. Patitum, in order to spread. Prabho, O Master. My dear Master, although you have nothing to do with material existence, you come to this earth and imitate material life just to expand the varieties of ecstatic enjoyment for your surrendered devotees. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that just as a lamp does not seem to shine as brightly in sunlight as it does in the shade, or as a diamond does not seem as brilliant on a silver platter as it does on a plate of blue glass, the Lord's pastimes as Govinda do not seem as amazing in the transcendental abode of Vaikuntha as they do within the material realm of Maya. Lord Krishna comes to the earth and acts toward his pure devotees exactly like a devoted son, boyfriend, husband, father, friend, and so on. And within the darkness of material existence, these brilliant liberated pastimes give unlimited ecstasy to the surrendered devotees of the Lord. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada quotes Lord Brahma as follows. I can also understand that your appearance as a small cowherd boy, a child of the cowherd men, is not at all a material activity. You are so much obliged by their affection that you are here to enthuse them with more loving service by your transcendental presence. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shabadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamstra Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vichamstra. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta
Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prapancham Nishprapancho pi virambayasi bhutale prapanna janatananda sandoham patitum prabho. This is one of the prayers spoken by Lord Brahma after Krishna bewildered him with the regarding the theft of the cowherd boys and calves. After Brahma came to his senses, he offered prayers, of which this is one. Prapancham nishprapanchopi. We're familiar with this word, prapancha. Prapancha kataya bhujya hari sambandhi vastuna Srila Rupa Goswami. Humunkshubi parityago, Bharagyam palgu katyate, to renounce things that are connected to the Lord on the grounds that they're material is false renunciation. Prapanchakataya buddhya, thinking that they're material. Prapanchakataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. But they're connected with Krishna. Mumunkshubi, one wants to get liberated from all material connections, so one renounces that which is connected with Krishna. Bhāragyam, phalgu katyate, Srila Rupa Goswami says this is dry renunciation. Real renunciation is to anusaktasya vishayan, yatarham upiyanjita, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe, Yukta Vairagyam Uchyate. Real renunciation is to use everything for the service of Krishna, anasaptasya vishayan, without attachment for sense gratification. So the Mayavadis think that Krishna's world is simply false, and they think that Krishna himself is false. Because he appears in a form, and forms are material. Our experience of form is that form is material. And here's Krishna with a form, so he's also material. Therefore, we have to worship this form for some time until we go beyond. This is only a prop. Prapancham. It's only a prop. Once we get past this prop, we'll get to the higher truth, the impersonal, formless absolute. This is what Srila Prabhupada refers to as cow in the barn philosophy. You know the cow in the barn philosophy? Once there was a fire in the barn, and now whenever the cow sees red, she thinks it's fire. So the Mayavadis, they have their bad experience with form. So when they see Krishna, they think that Krishna is also another version of what they have bad experience with. And he's also material. But here, prapancham, nishprapancha, even though he's in the material world, he's transcendental. For that matter, those who are engaged in the service of the Lord are also transcendental. What is that? Jivan Mukta Suchite, what's the beginning? Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikalasya pivastasu jivan mukta suchite. Those who are engaged in the service of Krishna with body, mind, and words, even while they're in this material world, are jivan mukta, liberated souls. If Krishna is material, how do they become liberated by engaging in the service of Krishna? Namam karmani limpanti name karma pale spriha itimam yo bijanati karma bhir nasabhajyate. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those that I namam karmani limpanti, karma can't touch me, and name karma pale spriha, and I'm not interested in the results of karma. I don't have to work for a living. I don't have to strive for sense gratification in this material world. I'm not interested in the fruits of work. Itimam yo bijanati. Those who know this, karma bir na sabhajyate, they also are unaffected by karma. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvataha. Chaktvadeham punarjanma naiti mameti sarcha. Just by knowing the transcendental nature of Krishna's janma, his so-called birth, and karma, his so-called karmic activities, just by understanding them factually, one becomes liberated from birth and death. So-called birth, at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says, Jayati Janani Vaso Devaki Janmavaro. All glories to Janani Vas. Janani Vas means the person whose home is in everyone's heart. Janani Vas. Or the person who's the home for all living entities. He lives within the heart of everyone, and everyone lives within him. Jayati Janani Vaso, Devaki Janmavado, who is said to be the son of Devaki. Devaki Janmavado, said to be the son of Devaki. That means he's not actually the son of Devaki. Because Ajopi son of Yayatma, he has no birth, Bhutanam Isharopi son. He's the Lord of all living beings. Then how is he the son of everyone? Everyone's his son. What is that? Mata Sarvam Pravartate. What's the beginning? Aham prakasha sarvasya. No. Aham sarvasya prabhubo, mata sarvam pravartate. I'm the source of everything. So how does the source of everything have a mother and father? Even people will say, well, how can Krishna be God? He has a mother and a father. Like everyone else. Then, no, Devaki Janma Vada. He's said to take birth of Devaki, but he has no birth. Aja. One of his Krishna's names is Aja, the person who's unborn. But so Kunti Devi says it's quite astonishing that the person who's unborn takes birth. It's contradictory. Although he's unborn, he's born. That means janmavada. He's said to take birth. His birth is not like our birth. No one here is having children with Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, forearms with four different weapons and a helmet and all of that. Doesn't happen, even in New Dwarka. But Krishna appears in this way, just to impress upon us that he's not an ordinary living entity. He appears in the prison house of Devaki, and presents himself first in this Vishnu Murti. And Devaki and Vasudev can understand that he's appeared as our son, but he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can understand that. But then parental affection takes hold, and they pray to the Lord. But when Kamsa finds out that you've been born, then he's going to come and kill you. He's standing there with Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, but out of motherly affection, Devaki is thinking, but what about Kamsa? He's already killed all of my children. Now he'll come and kill you. So do one thing. You please transfer yourself to a safe location. That was Vrindavan. So Devaki Janmavada, he's said to take birth of Devaki, although he's unborn. Or another meaning is that he's said to be the son of Devaki, but actually he's the son of Nanda Yashoda. When Nanda Maharaj met Vasudev, then he told, Vasudev told Nanda that actually Krishna and Balaram are your children. You're the ones who've taken care of them. You're the ones who've nurtured them, brought them up. They know you as their mother and father. You're the real father and mother of Krishna Balaram. You and Yashoda Devi. So from that point of view also it can be said that he's said to be the son of Devaki. And that may be accepted, but even Vasudeva accepts that actually Krishna is the son of Nanda Yashoda. Because their love is still more intense. Vasudeva and Devaki can sometimes understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nanda Yashoda are in a different category, a different level. They don't consider. So, prapancham nishprapancho pi vidam vayasi bhutale. Bhutale, that word also is familiar, on the surface of the earth. Krishna always lives in the spiritual world. Dhamna svena sada nirastakuhakam. He's existing transcendentally always in his own abode. But bhutale, he comes to the earth. And when he comes, vidam vayasi, Brahma says, he imitates, the Lord imitates the activities of the human beings. Just to keep pace with the context, Here everyone is born, everyone has, a father and mother, everyone is born. So everyone grows up. So to keep pace with all of these things, Krishna appears that way. In the spiritual world, there's no birth. Krishna's not born of anyone in the spiritual world. But when he comes here, he imitates the conditioned souls by taking birth. And after being born, then growing up, these pastimes of Krishna as a baby, that these pastimes are more sweet in these, Krishna's appearance in the material world, Srila Sanatana Goswami says, is even more sweet than his appearance in the spiritual world. Because these exceptional pastimes are performed here. These exceptional pastimes are performed here. So Srila Sanatana Goswami ascribes an extra sweetness to these activities performed in the material world. And why does Krishna perform these activities? Is it only just to be normal, to keep pace with the material world? There's a more important reason. Prapanna janatananda sandoham pratitum prabho. The real purpose in coming is to please the devotees, to inspire the devotees, to exchange loving dealings with the devotees. Prapanna means prapanna janata, the persons who are surrendered souls. The Lord deals with the surrendered souls in intimate loving relationships. They're the ones who get this opportunity. Prapanna. Prapanna means surrendered. Prapanna. Mam ekam sharanam braja. Those who do that, who surrender. Janata ananda. Ananda sandoham. Ananda sandoham means different kinds of ecstasy. Ecstasy in servanthood, ecstasy in friendship, in two different levels of friendship, ecstasy in parental love, ecstasy in conjugal love, ecstasy in chivalry, ecstasy in laughter. There are different relationships with Krishna in so many varieties. And pratitum means to spread these things. Krishna is spreading loving dealings with his devotees. Ananda sandoham. Ananda sandoham. Ananda means the material, the Mayavadis think that ananda is just to merge with the impersonal absolute. But here, the ananda, find out that verse, ahobhagya, ahobhagya. The real ecstasy is to exchange loving dealings with Krishna in personal exchanges. The Mayavadis are unfortunate because in the pursuit of ananda, they lose that opportunity for such loving dealings. Did you find that verse? Yeah? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, bhagyam, oh, bhagyam. It's just nearby. This is also Brahma. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. Nanda gopa, vrajauka sam. Yan mitram, paramanandam, purnam, brahma sanatanam. He's glorifying the inhabitants of Vrindavan, vrajauka sam. Nanda gopa, Nanda Maharaj, and the cowherd men. Why? Because the Purna Brahma, the Brahma Sanatana, the absolute truth, the unknowable, the nameless, formless, all of that worshipped by the Mayavadis, has appeared in Vrindavan as their personal friend, Mitram. Not that he's originally impersonal. That's also rejected in the Bhagavad Gita. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mam abuddhaya. You can think, if you like, that first there's the unmanifest, and then from the unmanifest comes the manifest personality of Godhead. You can think that if you want, but then you're categorized in the Bhagavad Gita as abuddhaya. Unintelligent. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mam abuddhaya. Param bhavam ajananto. They don't understand the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Param bhavam ajananto. Mamavyayam anuttamam. So, paramanandam purna brahma sanatanam, aho bhagya. Twice brahmas, aho bhagya, aho bhagya. Bhagya means fortunate. From, we have this Bhagavan, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, a person who has opulence. Bhaga is Bhagavan. And bhagya, fortunate. Fortunate. Aho, indeed, how fortunate. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. That means Brahma's in ecstasy. He's repeating himself. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. How fortunate, how fortunate, how fortunate. How fortunate. He himself was a fool, a buddhaya. He's our guru, but still, he's presented in Bhagavatam as having made a foolish blunder. Because he thought that, let's see what this boy is all about. They're giving so much importance to this child. One of the demons that appears in Vrindavan. Let's see what this child is about. Let's have some fun. We'll play some tricks on him and see. We'll throw some mystic power his way and see what happens. So Brahma did that. Krishna's taking his lunch with the cowherd boys, and Brahma's stealing the cows, stealing the calves. And then when Krishna goes to look for the calves, Brahma steals the boys also. Then there's nobody, just Krishna's alone. So Brahma thinks, yeah. But then when he comes back after a moment, he sees that the cows and the boys are still there.
So then he's scratching his forehead. What is this? No, I took those boys and I've sealed them up somewhere. Now, how are they here? Did he create a second batch of boys? Or maybe it's that somehow they're brought back here when I come, and then when I go back and check, they're still there. I don't get it. I don't understand. He's trying to figure it out. And even with his foreheads, he can't figure it out. And then while he's trying to figure it out, Krishna is showing that what to speak of these cowherd boys, they're all expanding from me, and everything else is also coming in and out of my body. All the creatures, all the plants, the birds, everything's just expanded from my transcendental form. So then Brahma understood. He was thoroughly shocked. Then when Krishna, out of kindness, withdrew that scene, then Brahma saw that there's, again, just Krishna's standing there, little boy with some sweet in his hand, some fruit and yogurt in his palm, and he's got his, looking for his cows. Then Brahma understood, no, he's not just an ordinary cowherd boy. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he's addressing here Prabhu. Brahma doesn't address a cowherd boy, my dear Lord. In ISKCON, we call everyone Prabhu, but Lord Brahma wouldn't call an ordinary cowherd boy Prabhu, my Lord. Now he's understood that although he's appearing like a cowherd boy, and cowherd boy is quite an insignificant person. I mean, kings are big. Therefore, God is called King of Kings, because a king is an impressive person. He's got a palace, he's got elephants, he's got riches, he's got a queen who's all decked out like nobody's business. He's got power, he's got armies, he's somebody, king. So God is sometimes worshipped as, oh God, our king, because a king is someone impressive. And the Brahmins, although they just wear a simple cloth and they don't have all those possessions and they're no gorgeous arrangement, they're just living in the forest somewhere or in a little simple hut. But the kings are honoring the Brahmins because the Brahmins have knowledge. And knowledge is worth more than gold. Knowledge is worth more than kingdoms. Or from a practical point of view, if you don't have knowledge, you can't keep your kingdom. You can't hold on to your money without knowledge. But beyond practical knowledge is spiritual knowledge. And the Brahmins have that spiritual knowledge. So the Brahmins are even more important than kings. The kings are worshipping the Brahmins. But cowherd boys, even Striya Shudra Tata Vaisha,
Krishna, they're categorized together. The Shudras, the cowherd boys, the women, not so important, don't mind, but not so important. But on the transcendental platform, this cowherd boy is being worshipped by Lord Brahma, the original person. The original person. He's bowing his foreheads at the feet of the Lord. In this age, everyone is fallen. Papioni, everyone. People want to know where to put the comma or where to put the a dash and who's what. You know, we're not Papioni, not us. Everyone is in Kali Yuga. But Brahma's not. He's the most pious living entity. It's somewhere said that a person who performs his duties perfectly, perfectly, no mistakes, not one, for 100 births, becomes eligible to serve as Brahma. How many mistakes do we make in the course of a day? But a person, 100 births, without any discrepancy in performing his prescribed duty, can become Brahma. How pious Lord Brahma is. You know, we meet someone on the street and we say, oh, he was very pious. He was a vegetarian or whatever. And how pious Lord Brahma is. But that most pious person, that most powerful person, that greatest of all the mystics in the material world, the greatest scholar, the greatest creator, that person is surrendering to Krishna. Although Krishna is standing there like a cowherd boy, Brahma is offering him prayers. And the cowherd boy, after offering the prayers, he couldn't tell, were my prayers accepted or not? Because Krishna's like, okay. Not showing any special reaction. If we were even to see Brahma, we would go nuts. And here Brahma is offering prayer after prayer in Sanskrit, aho bhagya, aho bhagya, with great feeling and with poetry and everything. And the cowherd boy is standing there, okay, yeah. Brahma didn't know. Is he accepting my prayer? Is he not accepting my prayer? That's given as an example of grave. Grave is a person who's said to be grave when you can't tell what he's thinking. So Krishna was so grave that Brahma didn't know whether his prayers were accepted or not. But he did know that his own mystic power had become like fire during the day or snow at night. During the day, the fire is not impressive. And during the night, snow doesn't glitter and look all white Christmas. It's just, you know, dark. So Brahma's mystic power became like that, like snow at night or like fire in the day. Insignificant. So this is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's increasing the ecstasy of his devotees by appearing in this wonderful human-like form. He has his form as Narayan in Vaikuntha. He has his majestic form His majestic feature worshipped with awe and reverence and all humility. But just to spread transcendental ecstasy, he appears in his original form, Sambhavami Atmamaya, and gives pleasure to these surrendered devotees in different tastes, in different relationships. So this Janmashtami festival is the occasion when commemorates the occasion of Krishna's appearance for these transcendental purposes. And after Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and spreads it more. He goes deeper into the heart of ecstatic devotional service and spreads the love for Krishna, Krishna prema, pradayate. Pradayate means like anything. This pra is an intensifier. Dayate means he gives, and pradayate. He gives it out like anything. Not discriminating, not selecting, okay, you, but not you, you, but not you, okay, you stand, you're on the, not that line, not this line. Pradayate, just distributing love for Krishna. So this is the Sankirtan movement. Krishna came to disclose his transcendental pastimes, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes Krishna more accessible through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Srila Prabhupada brings Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world. And therefore we also become fortunate. And we can also make others fortunate. That's our duty. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Microphone on.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Maharaj. In Srila Prabhupada's books, he emphasizes in several places that Krishna, over all other different incarnations, should be the focus of our attention and worship. But based on the last portion of your lecture, it seems to indicate that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may also fit that role. So
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. There's no difference. Prajendra Nandana Jay, Shachi Shuto Hailo Shay, Balaram Hailo Nitai. There's no difference between Nitai Gaur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People like Prabhupada stories, I'll tell you very briefly. We were, after Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan, then the next morning he was taking his walk, and anyway, he said various things, but one thing he said was that he'd installed Krishna Balaram to show that there's no difference between Nitai Gaur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Krishna Balaram. He said, so if you ever have any difficulty, you can go before Krishna Balaram or Gaur Nitai and present, sir, this is the problem, and they will do the needful.
Yes. Well, last night you were talking about, because this world is a reflection of the spiritual world, and then Krishna's imitating material activities. I wondered if you had any further thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's an interesting sort of paradoxical circumstance that the spiritual world is the original, or the prototype, the original world is the spiritual world. And then that world is reflected in the material world. And so we get mothers and fathers and brothers, and we get, all the stuff. We get cows and we get horses and we get everything. It's all a reflection of what's there in the spiritual world. And then Krishna comes from the spiritual world to the material world and imitates the reflection. He imitates the reflected activity, like taking birth and so on. It's just interesting. Do I have further thoughts about it? No, I haven't. But that much.
I was also wondering, because Vishwanath Chakravarti uses the example of a diamond on a silver tray or on blue glass. And I was thinking, if I go back to the spiritual world, am I missing out on something? It almost seems like better to be in the past.
Well, you get both, because first you get the diamond on the blue plate here, and then you go back to Godhead. So you get to experience both. You won't miss anything. But Srila Sanatana Goswami does say there's a special sweetness to Krishna's presence in the material world. But still, they're not lining up in the spiritual world to leave and come here.
Thank you, Maharaj. You were mentioning that Lord Brahma was glorifying Nanda Maharaj, then Vrindavan. So he recognized that Krishna was great, the greatest. But still, he did not renounce everything. Was that a covering of Mahamaya?
Renounce everything means what?
Renounce meaning like saying, okay, he's the greatest. What am I doing? I should just follow him now. Now that I realize this, was that a sense of responsibility or duty in his service, or was that a Yogamaya?
No, that's his business. If just like Krishna is going through so much trouble to get Arjuna to fight, don't give up your duty. So what to speak of Brahma? If Brahma gives up his duties, then what happens? So much of Bhagavatam is, or many times in Bhagavatam, Krishna is instructing Brahma, or Lord Vishnu is instructing Brahma. Don't worry about getting entangled. You just do it in Krishna consciousness. You do it as service, and you'll be protected. So Krishna himself is encouraging Brahma. You do this work. So Brahma's not going to just give it up and go to the forest or give it up and do something else. This is his service. Sometimes we find that people want to give up their service so that they can go to Vrindavan and be in ecstasy, or go to Radhakund and be in ecstasy, or go somewhere and be in ecstasy. Even one time at ISKCON Press, I think before it was BBT, maybe it was still ISKCON Press. Anyway, we had our press department in Boston, and those were the days when the only big Rath Yatra was in San Francisco. And Prabhupada would be there, and all the devotees would come from Los Angeles and everywhere. And everyone would gather in San Francisco, and there'd be this enormous Rath Yatra. So press manager had the idea that we were in Boston, we'll all jump in a van, zip across the country. You can go across in like 3 days, dry day and night. And then we'll attend the Rath Yatra and see Prabhupada. And then we'll jump back in the van and we'll be back another 3 days. So somehow it came to Prabhupada's notice, or Prabhupada was asked. Prabhupada said, what do they want to do that for? They should stay and do their service. You can argue, lavamatra sarushange sarvasiddhi hoy, by one moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all perfection, and we only have to drive 6 days and we can have it. And all the scriptures are saying, get that association. But the spiritual master is saying, stay home and do your work. Don't think that you'll be in ecstasy in San Francisco. You'll be nonsense rascals, that's all. You stay and do your service, and that's your association. Not jumping like a monkey, as Prabhupada used to say. So Brahma is very intelligent. He understood that Krishna is my master. I'm his servant, so I have to do the service he gives me. I can't pretend that now I'll be Nanda Maharaj, I'll be Yashodamayi, I'll be like them, I'll be like a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. You're Brahma. Not eternally, but for now you've been given that duty of being serving as Brahma, so you have to do that. Paratarmo Pravaha, to do someone else's duty is dangerous. You should do that duty. Mm-hmm. Microphone.
What is the difference between the sameness of Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as opposed to the sameness of Lord Sri Krishna and other incarnations like Varaha Dev and Matsya Avatar?
As opposed to? They're not opposed. They're the same.
So, if I could further the question, Maharaj, if it's okay. I'm wondering why then Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that Lord Sri Krishna over the other incarnations.
Mm-hmm. Because Krishna is the original. So the instruction is the same. You surrender to me. So Varaha, Kurma, Ram, Nrisimha, they're all Krishna. But Krishna Svayam Samabhava Paramam Pumanyo. They're all portions or portions of a portion. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Svayam, but Krishna is the original. Otherwise, you surrender to any Vishnu form, that's all right, same person. But in this Krishna appearance, we're getting the complete manifestation of Godhead. Anything from this side? I didn't offend anyone too badly. There's still time. Not much time. I think we... Okay, yes.
Maharaj, although Krishna is the sweetest and you can say like the greatest and everything, still we find that living entities find full satisfaction in certain incarnations, and even in the history of Gopakumara when he traveled the whole universe, they still find that they were perfectly situated in one particular, perfectly situated. So maybe you can say something
about that. Everyone has some particular relationship. And there are those who are engaged in the service of Vishnu, those who are engaged in the service of Narayan, they're satisfied. They're not in Maya. They're in perfection. So they don't want to trade. They want to stay, except for Lakshmi. Sometimes she wants to do tapasya so that she can get into the rasa dance. But there's no scope for Lakshmi. But everyone else, as far as we hear, they're satisfied where they are. Krishna reciprocates perfectly with every living entity. Anything else? Should we stop here? All right. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, sir.